USA Radio News.
Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel defended the organization's censure of GOP Representatives Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. In an op-ed piece, McDaniel called out the media for what she called shameful and false coverage of the move. She also said Kinzinger and Cheney were, quote, handpicked by Nancy Pelosi to sit on the committee that exceeded its original purpose and morphed into investigating Republicans for the apparent offense of being Republican. The state of New York will repeal its indoor mask mandate on Wednesday as the number of infections has decreased. It's still unclear whether the governor will renew or drop the school mask mandate, which is set to expire in 2 weeks. Other states that also have Democratic governors, like New Jersey and California, have announced similar decisions this week. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two baths, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The so-called COVID-19 baby bust does not seem to be as large as first predicted.
Births in the United States didn't fall as much as expected due to the pandemic, according to CDC data. The United States saw roughly 7,000 fewer births through the first 9 months of 2021 compared with the same period the year prior, according to provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics. The numbers reflect conceptions that occurred roughly from April through December 2020, a period that includes the first part of last winter's COVID-19 case surge, which started in October 2020 and waned by February 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump gave South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem his, quote, complete and total endorsement in her reelection bid. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
When it comes to returning to the workforce, men outnumber women.
Men, 2-1, outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Michigan judge listened to testimony on Tuesday to determine if the parents of a teenager accused of killing four students at his high school should face an involuntary manslaughter trial. Ethan Crumbly is accused of killing four students and injuring seven others at Oxford High School on November 30th. On the stand, multiple witnesses told the judge his mother, Jennifer Crumbly, focused on horse riding as her son Ethan complained he was haunted by demons. The preliminary hearing resumes on February 24th. Vermont lawmakers voted Tuesday to move forward on a constitutional amendment that would guarantee the right to abortion and contraception. It's the first amendment of its kind in the U.S. Proposition 5 now heads to Governor Phil Scott, who signaled his support for the measure and is required to give public notice before it appears on the ballot in November. Voters in Vermont, where 70% of people say abortion should be legal in all or most cases, are expected to approve it. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.